Welcome to the Dominica News Online Week in Review for the week April 10th to the 14th. I'm your reader, Nicole Georges Bennett. In the news-making headlines this week, head of the acute psychiatric unit at the Princess Margaret Hospital, Dr. Griffin Benjamin, is calling on government to provide housing for vagrants. Speaking on local radio this week, he said the psychiatric unit is unable to house the vagrants for a long and extended period, and it is government's policy that vagrants should not be kept at the hospital. He said government should provide assistance to those who are disabled and cannot take care of themselves. Benjamin added he is stepping forward to rehabilitate some of these vagrants, so if a house is given to them, they can actually enjoy the property and not destroy it. In other news, 36 families have been presented with keys to new apartments in Elmsall constructed by the government of Dominica. The families are set to move in at the end of this month. The keys were presented to the families in early April, but the official handing over ceremony will be done soon. Acting Minister for Housing, Colin McIntyre, said the apartments consist of 18 two-bedroom and 18 three-bedroom apartments that the families have to enter, take charge of, and clean up. The project was funded by the Dominica government through a soft loan from China and constructed by the Chinese firm Shanghai Construction Company. New screening equipment at the Douglas Charles Airport means less manual checks for security personnel, less time at the checkpoint for passengers, and ultimately more efficient security at the airport. Earlier this week, officials of the Dominica Air and Sea Ports Authority officially commissioned new security X-ray equipment at the island's main airport. Tropical Storm Erica wreaked $40 million worth of havoc on the airport in 2015. Chief Executive Officer of DASPA, Benoit Baduil, commended security personnel who for over 1 year were able to maintain efficient security checks manually. A police officer is challenging the decision of the Police Service Commission, the PSC, to bypass him for promotion in the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force. Police Sergeant Philbert Bertrand is now asking the court to grant him leave for judicial review and administrative order in respect to the decisions of the PSC. His attorney, J. Gildon Richards, filed court documents on his behalf at the High Court in Roseau on April 12, 2017. Bertrand was enlisted in the CDPF on February 25, 1981, and during that time says he has performed credibly everywhere he was posted. Through his attorney, Sergeant Bertrand said based on the criteria for promotion in the PSE regulations and on his creditable performance and duties and functions allocated to him, he held and continues to hold a legitimate expectation that he should be promoted from the rank of sergeant to the rank of inspector and or to other ranks at the upper levels of the police force on merit. He says to his disappointment and without any explanation, the PSC, by said decision, has unfairly and unlawfully denied him the promotion to the rank of inspector of police. Bertrand is asking the court to make a declaration that in making the said decision or decisions, the PSC violated the provisions of Regulation 20 of the PSC Regulation Chapter 101 and other relevant provisions thereof. 2 days after he was barred by police from accessing his office at the Parliament building in Roseau, opposition leader Lennox Linton returned to the facility on Thursday, saying he has a constitutional right to be there even when Parliament is not in session. In a Facebook Live statement made inside the office assigned to him, Linton quoted Section 61(1) and 66(22) of the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Dominica and his instrument of office given to him by the President as the basis for him being there. He said, as leader of the opposition, I have the right to be in this Parliament building in the office assigned to the leader of the opposition. On Tuesday, Linton was prevented from entering the building by police officers dressed in military wear. He was already on the compound, and after an exchange, he left with the police closing the gate after him. No reasons were given by the police for their action. And finally, a U.S. $34 million solar streetlight project has been approved for Dominica, which will assist in reducing the impact of climate change. Speaking at the launch of a low-carbon development project at the Fort Young Hotel earlier this week, Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Health and Environment, Ivor Stevenson, stated that over 4,000 solar lights will be erected, and of that amount, over 2,000 solar lights have been provided by the government of China. He stated that the move will help to mitigate the adverse effects of climate change in Dominica and also benefit the country in many other important aspects. He added the use of green energy will put more attention on Dominica as the nature isle of the Caribbean. And those were the headlines this week. For details of these and other stories, please review DominicaNewsOnline.com. Our music theme is from Ithaca Studios. I'm Nicole Georges-Bennett. Thank you for listening, and do have a blessed Easter.